story, prayer. We could put it also, maybe little snippets from the story, previews, teasers, that he's sitting there, pale at his age, and trying to make sense of it all, trying to kind of put pieces together from the events of the past days, such as he often does, and finds now this sadhana, morning hour, or however long he has time and energy for, to just sit down in front of his Gandharika Giridhari, in front of his altar, just the way he wants it. This being with God for some time every day. And just trying to go to bed a little earlier and get up a little earlier. And there's plenty of time for that. And he's sitting here in the presence of God, which it is, not just philosophically or figuratively. And he can feel that presence and appreciate that presence more and more and more. And that's the beauty of aging. That there's only God left to depend on, to protect us. So there he's sitting, and he's feeling a little anxious. Because he has had these, what he calls darshans, these experiences of, yes, being here with God, being here with Krishna, with Gandharika Giridhari, with his guru there in the heart, and the presence of guides and well-wishers and friends, whatever dimension or realm they may be in now. And his mother is an angel now. And he's learning to experience and feel and open up towards that presence more and more, day by day, year by year. And that's mainly what's going on these years in his life. And the amazing thing, one amazing thing is that, yes, he's a creative person. Lots of ideas for things to make and create beautiful things, and that's what he wants to do. With the time he has remaining here. That, well, often creative people, they sit down and now I should really, what shall I create? I have to come up with something and how to do it and so on. Me working, me creating. And he realizes that as you sit there in the morning with God, Goddess, God, and the divine presence, Krishna, Krishna's devotees, then these ideas come on their own and the solutions come on their own, and oh, I could do it this way, much cheaper, much less work. And wow, much better result. Yeah, what a good idea, thank you. And that is his life these days. And as he's sitting there, yes, he gets that little anxiety that maybe it's over soon again. That little darshan, that little meeting there with God, and which he has had experiences of all through his life, but then the little short flash here and there. And then he realizes, as if it comes from that voice within, that no, you can sit here as long as you like. You can sit here forever if you want. And we'll be together, and that's the way it is. You don't have to do anything. And he remembers a story with a poor guy who had a hard upbringing, hoping that he's well, whatever he chose to do. It's so nice to be part of helping others, sharing. And yes, that's the mission. Helping others to live in that presence of God. Of course, the day begins, duties are waiting, the duties of life, weather, put upon us by providence or by our own choice. And you will find, he says to everyone, that the day will work out much better. Because you will have the intelligence there with you from morning. That openness in the heart towards the guide in there, who guides us through the day and at night can sit down again, seek that presence, and well, as for me, the most natural thing is to just say thank you for this day. Tomorrow's another one, another adventure. And life is beautiful.